Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Glad to have you guys with us. And for another week, Ava.
Wouldn't you know?
Wouldn't you know? Where are you from, the Midwest?
Well, don't you know, yeah. I'm from Minnesota.
Lots of good things today. We're going to be talking a little bit about an open letter to Governor Tim Walz regarding Conservation Partners' legacy grant changes, which should raise some, maybe some hairs that have already been raised. That, we're going to talk a little bit about cougar sightings in Michigan, Upper Michigan, which is the numbers are kind of scary when you think about it. You're going to want to listen to this. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too. We are missing somebody, though.
He's gallivanting, doing something.
We don't even know where he is.
He's probably fishing.
M.I.A.
That's how that works.
Well, usually if he is M.I.A., he is in Canada. So it's kind of like, well, if we haven't heard from him, he must be up there.
He must be doing something.
Something fishing.
As my dad would say, do something, even if it's wrong. That's what he would say.
Oh,
just
well,
don't just stand there
and
do nothing. Just do
better
something.
Than doing nothing. Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, so hopefully he's catching some fish. I'm going to be hopefully catching some salmon this weekend.
Nice.
The bite has finally kind of turned around. I will tell you, if there's a weekend, last weekend I was out at Port Washington, and the bite was fantastic 2 days prior to getting there.
And of course, that's always
we
how it
get
goes,
there,
though.
And
oh yeah, come
like,
on up.
We're gonna
Bite's
go
great.
Well, and usually you get there to figure out. You know, you head out in the morning. You figure out. You know, it's like you leave the dock at 5:30, and you'll head out. So the depth is dropping, and you want to see where the fish are. It's like when you see the fish, you're marking fish. Then you usually turn one to the right or to the left and go up the shore down towards Milwaukee, and. You know, sometimes it just doesn't happen. And we had five of us in the boat, and I thought we should be great. It should be fantastic. And
where do you stay when you go there?
On the boat.
You stay on the boat.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. And there's a lot of hotels in the area. I mean, that's kind of the cool part. You can walk everywhere about Port Washington. Anyway, so I take a right-hand turn. Of course, we've got, we can have 15 lines out, five people. 15 lines
is
12 is max. You run three planer boards aside, and those are for the coho. They ride up near the surface of the water, and it's easy. That's easy. And then you run some downriggers. You run those, and then what's called a wire diver, a dipsy diver, which is a kind of a little disc that it pulls it diagonally away from the boat so you can run those lines and not interfere with anything else. Boy, I tell you what, talk about struggle bus. We ended up with 9 the first day, which it's like, oh my
Between
goodness.
Five people is hard.
Well, and of course it's not, I'm not reeling anything in. Everybody else is active on it and it's good. You know, we only fish till right around 11:30 And that's usually what we do. And because the afternoon, it's like, all right, let's see if we go back out. Well, the wind started picking up, and that's the reason we quit. It was just getting horrible. Wind was picking up out of the north. Anyway, day two, we go out. All right, so today we're going to go a little bit different. We're going to go out, and we're going to angle a little bit to, like, straight out rather than going south. So we did that. And we heard the bite from the day before was not good, and we thought it was going to be. And what happens? We ended up with 17, but it was a struggle to say the least. It was absolutely a struggle. And everybody was, it was the same kind of thing. When you go right, you should have gone left. When you go left, you go, should have gone right. So it was kind of, we had a great time. Everybody had an absolutely phenomenal time. I mean, you're pulling 17 fish in from 6:30, 7 o'clock to 11. At times, it just turns into a three-ring circus, which is the fun part about it. But nonetheless, it was one of those deals where, you know, you just have to kind of feel it out and trust your gut. And but yeah, hopefully it looks like the weather's going to be nice. It's changed dramatically from when I looked at it earlier in the week. The wind is going to be nice. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty decent for most every place that I checked. So I think everybody's going to have a good time on the water. But one of the things we have a fishing league on Wednesdays, and this last fishing league, we changed it up. I said, well, let's try something different. And we're fishing in the river. It's just like a lake. Too many times when people say they don't have enough time to go fishing, part of the problem is that they oftentimes don't give themselves X amount of time for a spot, meaning they'll sit on a spot for an hour and a half, 2 hours, not catching, or maybe they catch one. It's not going to do it. You may be marking fish, but they're not on. But set yourself up before you go so that you know what you're going to do. Let's give it 15, 20 minutes in a spot. If they're not going, you make sure you're effectively fishing the spot, but give it a milk. We call it a milk run. Hit a spot, fish it correctly. Don't, if it's windy and crappy, you know, give it your best shot. If it's not a point where you can actually fish it correctly, then skip it. Go on to another spot if you can finally fish it and think about where you can fish effectively. And make those milk runs, and you will find that there is going to be a good time for those fish that'll go, they'll eat, or they will show up and be there. And at that point, that's when you need to make sure that you're actually hitting these spots so you're... Fish are going to be active someplace. You have to get to that spot.
Don't be afraid to move, basically.
Don't be afraid to move. Use different baits. If you're running a jig and a minnow, have a jig and a crawler. Have a hair jig. Those are the important things to keep in mind. So don't get stuck. Play with it. Understand spots are important and where they may be different than what you originally thought. So those are important tips for your weekend on the water. And you know, the other thing I would say is with the emergent weeds right now, don't be afraid to use jerkbaits. Jerkbaits are going to be a good thing to use in those scenarios. So there you have it. So with that, I think we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the open letter to Tim Walz regarding the legacy grant changes and a lot more. Cougars in Michigan, watch out. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.